Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Fight Back. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Unelected by Fight Back, who we haven't played on the show before, but feature bass player Ernie Earnshaw, that I met the other week at John and Angel's Leaving Do, if you remember.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And their mates would give you an idea after hearing that track, you know the kind of music they do, which they describe themselves as a punk metal crossover all the way from Derbyshire, Tony.
Beautiful country.
It is. Beautiful countryside. Mm. Not sure about the state capital. Sure. Mates with Riot Squad, Septic Psycho, Justin 77, etc, etc. Know all the bands around here. Have been in loads of different bands around here. And are quite magical, Tony.
Excellent. Good.
However, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/fightbackband.
Facebook.com/fightbackpunks, and punks is P-U-N-X, Fight Back Punks. Find out more about them there, the gigs they're going to be doing, and material they have actually released. We are waiting for some more stuff that's going to be coming soon, but I wanted to play a track right now, and that one, I think, will be played. I think it's available as a free download on their Reverb Nation page, which is probably the one that I should have read out.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not that smart. Tony, this is the bit in the show when we do additional material.
Okay.
But I haven't got any.
Right.
So if you've got a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. Any other weird stuff you have right now, I do read out in this bit as well. But I know one of the things that I had asked you to get in touch with me about is actually in a Facebook comment, possibly coming later on in the show.
Right, beautiful.
Who knows? So instead, Tony, unless you've got a joke you'd like to throw at me.
No.
And seeing as the last two shows have been well over an hour long, and I really think we ought to keep ourselves to an hour max.
Okay.
In the words of Kojak, Tony.
Right.
Hey, Stavros, make me a crocodile sandwich and make it snappy. we need to crack on this week.
Fair enough.
I remember that joke from probably the 1970s.
Wow.
Which is where I'm from.
It is.
You're from the 1980s, aren't you? Are you?
1977, so just shy.
Oh, 77, you are, you classic punk.
There you go.
You punk baby. Mm. We're going to play two songs in a row. Fight Back, as I say, all the way from Derbyshire. The next two bands we're going to play have local links as well. Stay tuned for Chambers, who, although not from Nottingham, are the song that we're going to play has come via... We're not from London. I'm not from London, which right, is based okay. in Nottingham, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a very local element there. But first up, Headstone Horrors, Tony, have got a new EP out, which I'm extremely pleased about. They are a Knott's horror punk band that I've seen on a couple of occasions. I think you've seen them as well, haven't you?
I haven't. No, missed them. We're going to go watch them in Nottingham.
They're good. Excellent live band. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Headstone Horrors' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Headstone Horrors.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B Internet One, and this is Monster Club.
Yeah.
happy.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chambers and a track called Down the Rabbit Hole, which is a part of a new, I think they're calling that a new EP as well. They are Yorkshire Sister Doom, Tony. Describe their music as Sister Doom. It's a new genre that so far has a band of one, Chambers.
Right, okay.
Right. Doing extremely well at the moment, with good reason. Absolutely brilliant. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ChambersUK.
Facebook.com/UK Chambers. Unlucky, Tony. Unlucky. Paulie B and the internet too, Tony. One, our off-air chats are getting increasingly good. I'm starting to think we may just record the ones off-air and not bother with the stuff we talk about on it.
Good deal.
But you bring the jokes, I'll bring the logistics. It's going to stay with me for a little while. Right. Anyway, mate, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Oh, I should just say, before you do this, I have a small vase, Tony.
Oh, that's all right.
I have a small vase of purple carnations.
Okay.
That have been on my windowsill for way too long and are either still alive or have died magnificently. I can't work out what, because they've gone a darker purple, but they haven't wilted.
Hmm.
They've been there quite a long time. I say this because the orange and yellow carnations in the lounge, this is punk rock, Tony.
Mm.
The orange and yellow carnations in the lounge fared less well and died, well, they've started to die after about 10 days. But these bad boys have just done amazingly.
Right.
So I'm not sure whether they've petrified. I might just have stone carnations. Anyway, never mind about that. This show is all about mild quirkiness.
Lovely.
And Facebook, Tony. You got any?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Right, thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave the comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch. We do like to hear from you. Don't send us a message. Well, you could send us a message if you want, but mostly comments are what we want. That's what I'm saying. Comments.
We want comments.
That's right. So, this week, Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
He says, Joe Carly and the Old Dry Schools. What a handful to remember for a band name. But I did, and bought their album, and EP. Bonus win, the wife likes them too. Well, sorry, Paul, no photos attached.
Oh, well, never mind.
Well, it's all right, Timo.
Well, I can't get one every week, can I?
No, exactly. The new listeners' wives section of the show.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, you'll have to listen to. Was it last week's show?
It was two weeks ago, I think.
2 weeks ago. You'll have to listen to the show from 2 weeks ago to understand what Timo's talking about there.
That's right. Richie Fraser has been in touch.
Hello, Richie.
I'm not sure I've heard from this list before, so thanks for getting in touch. He says, just a quick note, I know what KPI stands for. Maybe late to the party here because I'm binge catching up on the last few shows, but KPI stands for Key Performance Indicator. It's a numbers-based management tool for measuring how shit you are or how much of a brown nose you are. Thanks, Richie. Yeah, you might want to just catch up.
I did ask you to send it via email, and it's already been covered.
It has.
So
wrong on both
as
points.
As a first-time comment, Richie, I've got to say you're a letdown.
But I'm so glad you're getting in touch.
Yes, I'd like everyone to know what KPI stands for.
There you go.
I'm still sticking with Kill Pigs Instantly, by the way. It might catch on.
Let's hope not. And Kay's been in touch.
And Kay, my favourite.
She says, you'll be delighted, no doubt, to learn that I am at the moment completely up-to-date re-punky shows. I thoroughly enjoyed the birthday special, but where are the shows in July 2005 through March 2006? April the 4th, 2006 is the earliest one I have. And yes, I have every single show since then saved off. And that's the earliest on punkyradio.com. Posterity needs these earlier ones. And oh, thanks for the laugh. I wish I was an Egyptian goddess. Things would certainly be different over here if I was. Last but far from least, Chrismageddon would be an excellent name for a band. Cheers and happy birthday.
I obviously don't remember the reference to Chrismageddon, but
not a clue.
It's obviously what happened in my front room, was it?
It could have been, always. Yeah, you woke up on Chris in your sofa. I think I was last week.
That's it. Yeah. I'm sorry that I just my short term memory shot to bits. Then.
Yeah, we seldom remember from 1 week ago. Never
now,
mind. Now,
perhaps you'd like to explain why we don't have those first ones there.
Yeah. So we. I think we took a executive decision. We started recording in July 2005, and the first few shows may not have been as pod safe as we would have preferred them to be. So we did take them off. We did remove them offline, but we started from April 2006. I do have them all. I have been mentally threatening myself to go through them all and just put the ones up that we can.
They'd all be safe now, I think. I think the way things are, I think they'd be safe now. But frankly, the early shows were only 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
They only had three tracks each. So yeah. There's not a huge amount you've missed. But as a completist, and I appreciate that, I am one myself. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Tony, that there'd be some way that you could put these things online somewhere where they could be found by listeners.
I certainly have them all. If someone is desperate, I can certainly send them to people. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm tony@punkyradio.com. I'll send you to them. I'll send you them.
They don't have to be public or advertiser sites, but they could just be on a web page somewhere, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is one of those production meetings we have on air, isn't it?
That's all right. You bring the jokes, I'll bring the logistics. I can sort it out, but thanks again. And email me and I'll sort it. But yeah, I can't remember how good they were, to be honest. They were probably gold, to be honest with you, but we'll see. But that's it for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. That Facebook segment was brought to you by Petrified Carnations and Logistics. Right. Yep. So I'm going to start now, Tony. Three songs, not in a row, but three songs that are going to run there. What is it, concurrently? Is that right?
Or
does that mean all at the same time?
Sequentially?
Sequentially. You're there, Tony, with your logistics. You're there again.
Thank you.
There to save me. Three songs sequentially from, and I believe they are sequentially, from the Manchester North of England 7-CD box set that we've been featuring on the show. We featured three or four tracks from each CD of the first four. The last three CDs. I'd listen to them all, and they're a bit more indie and dancey, so there's less we can feature. So we're going to wrap it up this week with one track from CDs 5, 6 and 7.
Right.
Just to give you an idea of the stuff that's on them that's more suitable for this show. They do feature bands. The last three CDs, once they got into Manchester and indie and more rap and dance music, so there's stuff from artists like a guy called Gerald, Stone Roses, Happy Mondays, Oasis, that sort of thing. But I wanted to find things that were more suitable for us, and I found three. I found there was at least one on each, but I found one on each, so we're doing that.
Okay.
So first up, for our fourth song this week, and you can find out more about the Manchester North of England box set by going to Cherry Red Records, cherryred.co.uk. You can find out there. We have been featuring Cherry Red releases rather heavily, so we'll be wrapping this up now, and probably won't be featuring anything by them for a while, but you never know. They keep bringing out this brilliant stuff. So anyway, first up, Laugh.
Ah.
Tony, a band called Laugh. Now, Laugh became Interstellar. And I've got a feeling that I saw Interstellar when I was at Nottingham University in the very early 90s. But who knows? Fact is, I've given you a clue there, Tony, that Laugh, we've got a track on disc 5 of the 7-CD box set. They don't have a website themselves, but Interstellar sort of do. So do you want to take a punt on their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Interstellar Band.
Yeah, great idea. Facebook.com/Interstellar Stella Grundy. All right, so that's quite cool, really, because it means the band would have been Interstellar, because you call it Interstellar. I always thought it was like Interstellar, like as in the cosmos, but it's no, people that are quite interstellar. So it's I-N-T-A-S-T-E-L-L-A, Interstellar, and then S-T-E-L-L-A again, Stella, and then Grundy, G-R-U-N-D-Y, Stella Grundy, being the lead singer. So Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony Wong.
Yeah.
Time to lose it.
Look what's happening to everybody, a lot of time, but not too much money, and everyone's got the same idea. Let's go out and stay in here. You're feeling bad, then you're feeling better. Come on, let's go mad. And not just sit here. I've got a mind, but I wanna use it. Do you know it's time? Yes, I should use it. And now that I've come to you.
still listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should say as well that the track you just heard was from a John Peel session, proving how cool Laugh were.
Oh, okay, cool.
Tony, did you see anything last week?
Yes. I popped to Leeds.
To Leeds?
We've been trying to buy a sofa. Extending my rock and roll life as it is, we were trying to buy a sofa, and the only one we could find was that we liked was one online that we didn't know what it was like to sit on it, and the closest shop is Leeds, so we drove up to Leeds.
Bought a sofa. Was that IKEA?
Habitat.
Oh, Habitat, right. Okay.
We ate in IKEA because, you know.
Oh, I see. Yes, because I did see that post, and I'd wondered why you hadn't gone to Eastwood, but it's because you'd found it in Habitat. So how was the sofa?
Very nice. Yeah, we actually bought a different one. We went up there for one, sat on it, and then saw another one that was much more comfy. So we bought that instead. Took advantage of the extra 10% off. We've ordered it, so it's going to be delivered. 10 to 14 weeks lead time.
Blimey.
Yeah, terrible, isn't it? But, yeah, so I'm quite excited about that. I'll soon be able to sit down in October.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it? What'd you go up to?
Well, something not really as interesting as that, Tony. I went to the Sumac Centre
around
the corner from my house for another Punks for the Homeless gig last Saturday. I was hoping to get to see the Hit Priest on Friday, didn't make it. Did manage to get out Saturday. And Punks for the Homeless gig this time featured four bands, three of which were Pistolhead, The McGregors and Verbal Warning. Pistolhead you're going to hear a track from next week, The McGregors and Verbal Warning, who were both excellent actually, Tone. We'll be hearing from them before long. They're sending us stuff. Verbal Warning have got some new stuff coming out, and McGregors have got some stuff they haven't sent me yet. I turned down the offer of a CD from them and said, just send us an MP3, man, it's fine.
Yeah, they're still going.
Keep holding your merch, yeah. There was a fourth band on. No, I wasn't quite so keen on. In fact, everyone over the age of 30, when this two-piece computer and guitar screamo electronic madness frenzy scaredy music came on, everyone over the age of 30 ran for cover in the front yard until they finished.
Right.
Which was a bit sad for them, but we just couldn't hack it, mate.
No.
It's a bit like, I don't know whether you remember, but when hardcore and metalcore metal started, and a couple of hardcore metal bands played at the Mill in Mansfield. I remember standing next to you one night saying, I don't get this.
Yeah.
Well, this was it in the extreme.
These are people that kind of took off the stage and just and stood and played in the crowd. It was, I remember one of those gigs. Yeah, I just don't get it.
Yeah,
don't get
it. This didn't go that far. They just stood on the stage screaming and playing and shouting and bipping and bopping and hitting keys and scaring me. Basically, right. and then it was back to normal after that with the McGregors. I say normal; it was back to just punk rock. I mean, look, I'm doing these guys a massive disservice here. They went down very well with the people that like that kind of thing. I just couldn't fucking handle it.
No,
and I wasn't alone. Anyway, it was a great gig. There was plenty of organic stout flying around, and I did end up a little bit the worse for wear, and then I went round to my local pub up the road from me afterwards, where there were only six or seven people in there when I walked in, but within minutes there were about 40, because there was another gig going on at the Black Irish Brewery, which is round the corner from the Lion, which is only down the road from me, where they had some sort of garage punk night on, which looked fantastic. And I got talking to someone there whose name escapes me, and it turns out we had a mutual friend in Eric Baconstrip.
Ah, okay, cool.
How about that? So it ended up being a great night. That was last Saturday.
Excellent.
Right. So should we play another song now?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. So this is the From the Vaults section, but it's a From the Vaults times three this week. So you've already heard one from the past. This is another one. This is from CD 6 of the Manchester North of England 7 CD box set, available on Cherry Red, etc., etc. Back on Northside, Tony. And I thought, that name sounds familiar. And then I listened to this track and went, I remember that when it came out and really liking it. I'm definitely playing that. And it's got a recurring thing on it about LSD. But the track is reminiscent of a song that went, I've been done for GBH, I've been done for GBH. Do you remember that one?
That rings a bell. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember who sang that. But anyway, this one's a bit like it, but rather than being about GBH, it's about hallucinogenic drugs. What is, like, Northside got back together, or maybe never stopped, but certainly have done a couple of gigs in the last 2 or 3 years. And they have a Facebook page, Tony, which is?
Facebook.com/Northside Band.
Facebook.com/Northside Official. You're on the right track with a lot of this week, Tony, but anyway, it's poorly internet for Tony One. Shall we take a trip? You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Northside, Shall We Take a Trip. Northside are another band that I've got a feeling I might have seen in the early 90s. I know that about once a fortnight, the Milltown Brothers played Nottingham University, who were rather like Northside, but I don't know whether I maybe saw Northside as well. Who knows?
Right, cool.
Who knows? Anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Yes, I've got two parts this week, so I'm going to do the second part later in the show. But first off, Sussex Saints be in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints.
He says, hi, Tony. I picked a leaflet at the Vapors gig on Saturday. You may have been promoting it early in the year, but the Rebellion Festival 2017 is this coming weekend. It's the 3rd to the 6th of August. It's the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. Too many bands to mention. Yeah, he's not wrong. I had a quick look at the website and I can't even start to list it.
No, they have a huge amount of punk rock going on around there.
I mean, Wonk Unit's playing. I can see that on the front page, which is great. The World on Wonk Unit, 10:30 on Friday night at the Empress Ballroom. But there's tons on. If you probably have got tickets if you're going, but it's
an incredible thing.
It is.
It's an incredible thing.
Thursday? Thursday night until probably Sunday, I think. So yeah. That's all I have. Rebellionfestivals.com if you want to see the lineup. This is 2 minutes to list, but so do check it out if you are interested. But that's all I have.
Have you got a list of any of the headliners, Tom?
I've got the front page. So there's like Bad Religion, Pennywise, Slaves, Sham 69, The Skids. UK Subs are playing, Antinoe League's playing, Scream, Dragster's playing, Jongus, Bjork, Peter and the Chest Tube Babies.
It gives you an idea of the standard, doesn't it? It's fantastic.
And the Cum Shots
absolutely
are
fantastic.
Yeah, it's worth going. That's all I have for this section.
In that case, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Right, the last of the three of our sequential Manchester tracks now, Tony.
Okay.
From CD 7 of the 7 CD box set from Cherry Red, called Manchester North of England. This is a band called Bandit Queen. And if you like an interesting fact about Bandit Queen, I think this is from their first album. Their second album took 15 years to come out.
Right.
They recorded it and then they split up and then someone from a label said, we ought to get involved with these. This album's really good. So they managed to bring it out in, I think, 2014.
Okay.
Well, I don't know whether that's the longest it's taken a band from when they recorded something to get it out. Who knows? Perhaps you know. If you do, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email. I'm a tedious nerd. Tony, what is Bandit Queen's Bandcamp page?
Banditqueen.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony T, Paulie B, and Internet 4, and this is Dirt and Soul.
what I bring you.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. That was Bandit Queen and Dirt and Soul. Are you doing any... Oh, no, I'll tell you what. Shall I just tell you what I'm doing this week, Tony?
Yeah, do that. That's fine.
I'll just do that, because I'm on my way to Edinburgh to The Fringe. I'm doing two shows up there, one at 5.30 every day, bar the 14th and 21st, and one at 7.30 every day, barring the 14th and 21st. And you can find out about those by going to lastminutecomedy.com and hitting on Edinburgh 2017.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've actually managed to get myself prepared. Or you can look at my Facebook page if you're already a Facebook friend. Or I don't know whether you can Google it. I don't know how much information you get from there. But one show is the Last Minute Comedy Club. And the other show is, which I've been doing for years there. And the other one is Paulie and Mandy's Midlife Crisis, in which me and a brilliant comic called Mandy Knight and other comics over the age of 40 are basically standing up and moaning.
Nice.
Yes, it's an old people's comedy show, Tony. I say old. Mandy didn't like being called old. That's why it's Midlife Crisis. I wanted to call it Old Gits Moaning, but she wouldn't let me.
Ah, okay.
So it's Paulie and Mandy's Midlife Crisis. And I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm driving up there. I'm going to stop at my mate Graham's in Newcastle on Wednesday night. And then I'm going to do the rest of the journey on Thursday. So I should hit Edinburgh about 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and then I will basically be extremely busy until September.
Right, okay.
You will of course get updates as they occur, but they may be irregular.
Yes.
Yes.
There will be shows though. We are gonna still
We will manage to do shows throughout my time there. Everything's fine.
Don't worry.
Yes. So anyway, are you doing anything this week, or do you want to wait a bit to tell me?
I could talk about it in the next section.
You can talk about it in the next session. I'm happy just to crack on, Tone, because you've got some explaining to do now anyway, haven't you? Because the last three songs, in an unusual fashion, I'm basically going to hand over to you to introduce, and you can ask me about the websites, because it's something you're involved in.
Yeah, so it is worth actually mentioning what's happening. So I am playing a gig this Saturday. So I was in a band called Alcohol. We kind of split up in 2009/2010, but we used to play a lot in Mansfield. We pretty much played just in Mansfield, to be honest with you. So we knew a lot of the bands local to us. So when we came back to do a reunion, we needed a drummer, because our drummer is in the States. We used to hang around with a band called Pam. Pam's drummer is still in Mansfield, still gigging with various bands, and he offered to play drums for us. And as also happens, his bands are now also reformed. So Pam is going to join us on Saturday, because one of them lives down south. Everyone moves on, but this Saturday, Pam, for the first time in a good while, are going to join us. This, so I'm going to play a song by them. This is my favourite Pam song, because it's about tits. It's a beautiful piece of work. So we're going to play it.
Is this one of two songs that are going to be played in a row, Tony?
Oh, it is. God, you're good.
It is, right, yeah. Just checking.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not used to this lark. So, and also joining is a three-piece girl band from Nottingham also called Desensitized. Not seen them before. I've heard them online and they are great. And you do know how much I love female-fronted rock bands.
You just know how to fill a gig, Tone. But look, we'll talk about them maybe a little bit after we've heard them, shall we?
We should do that.
So
starting up is a song by Pam called Dirty Pillows. But what is Pam's Facebook page?
You see, this is when it all goes wrong for me, Tone, because it's like, because you see, I'm not very good at technology, am I? So I'm almost certainly going to get this wrong.
Okay.
Right. facebook.com/ Pam the Band.
Oh, it's right. That's beautiful.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
It is.
I thought you might beat me this week, because I'd get the last three wrong. So that's right, is it? So
it is
that's
right.
Actually Paulie being the internet five, Tony two. I did not expect that, Tony.
I did not expect to go into the section as a loser. Oh, well.
Perhaps you'd like to introduce the track. For-
so this is Pam and a song called Dirty Pillows.
Got my hair up on the running wild, but I get no reaction.
Pogo.
Girls and the boys and the toys on the weekend, getting dressed up, getting drunk with my best friend. Take what you need, take your keys and your wallet, keep your money, cause I don't even want it.
I just wanna have some fun,
show you what I really want, sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Dance until my last corner.
No responsibility, baby, it's you and me.
Was Desensitized and a track called Party Animal. Desensitized are a band from Nottingham, a three-piece girl band who my band is playing with this Saturday at the Bowl in Mansfield. That was called Party Animal. What is their...
Hold on a minute. What's the Bowl? I don't know about that, do
the
I?
The Bowl, yeah. I think there's been somewhat of a resurgence in Mansfield. The mill closed down, as we remember, from a good five years ago now. And there wasn't much around. I think a lot of the local scene was dying. But the Bowl is on Leeming Street, opposite of, is it near And Why Not? I think it's kind of near there. Opposite the theatre. It's a pub near the Wetherspoons that has just started having bands on. And it has made a massive improvement on the music scene. Because there's a venue now. Because even the
was
intake,
that the pub that was kind of the old man's pub across the way from it?
It could be, because
I liked it. I mean, I wasn't an old man then, but I liked it. It was a proper pub. I remember it. Yeah,
it's a good pub. And this an upstairs room. It's one we kitted out.
I didn't know I had an upstairs room.
Yeah, apparently I've not even been in it. So it's helped the area a lot. A lot of bands have now started playing there, and as it happens, a lot of the old bands started reforming. And I'm not saying we were the first, but we probably were the first.
Right.
Because I think there's Flying Blind are coming back, Pam are coming back.
Blind on a rocket cycle.
Yes.
I'd never known where that phrase had come from.
Yes.
And then I watched Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
And there's a line in it that goes, look at Flash. And someone goes, yeah, he's flying blind on a rocket cycle. And I just started laughing. And that's where that name comes from. Yeah. Right.
So it's good. So I think all these old bands are coming back. So it's been a good thing. So good on them, really. So we're playing this Saturday. We're bringing, it's officially the Unit 5 now. Unit 5 is where Alcob have always practiced. It's in Wood Street in Mansfield. So the three bands, Pam...
Oh, hang on, Tony. So you have to say, it's the home of Uncle Wito.
It is the home of Uncle Wito. I'm not sure how much he likes that, but oh well. Yeah, no, Uncle Steve, the crazy man who does wear shorts, no matter what the weather is. if you are in a band, do check him out, Unit 5 Studios. Comes highly recommended. But yeah, so he's... All three bands, I think, have a tie. I think Desensitized have also practiced there, but we haven't mentioned their website. What is Desensitized Facebook page?
Oh, God. Facebook.com/desensitizedpunk.
Nope, it's facebook.com/desensitized UK.
Oh. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 5.
There's one back.
I just got lucky with Pam, didn't I?
You did.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, so that's three bands. Starts at 7:30 this Saturday night, the 5th of August. Leaming Street, as mentioned at the Bowl. If you're on the AOD, check it out. It is free. First band, about 8-ish. Pam's going to be first, then Desensitized, then Alcohol are going to play their first gig in about 7 years, and their last gig. We're going to it's our Hello Goodbye tour of one venue.
Fabulous.
Come and check us out. We'll try and record it if possible, but there's no promises. So there you go. So,
well, Tony,
look forward to it.
I hope it goes well.
I hope so too. I think it'll be a laugh.
Just in case you were wondering, you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's all right, Paul.
Now, you've mentioned all that, presumably because you don't have a twat.
I don't have a twat, no.
That's rubbish.
It is, isn't it? But I'm doing a gig, so things work out.
So yeah, have you explained about the twat?
If you do have a twat for me, do email me. Tony@punkyourager.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Do email me twats with thanks. I do love to hear from a good twat. Email me now. I can't do the feature without you.
That's right. And there's two pubs we haven't said hello to yet, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And
hello, the Lilacs.
There you go, without prompting. Now, one last track this week, Tony.
Yes.
And I think you want to tell me about that as well, don't you?
I certainly do. So, as mentioned, I think last week we went to the studio last Sunday to record three songs. Two of them old songs, one of them a new song. We went back in this Saturday to mix it. I mastered it this morning. So this is the first new Alcohol song in about 8 years, and the last Alcohol song you'll ever hear. I think that's safe to say. So yeah, so it's
Tony,
it's
never say never.
No, that's true. That is true. But probably never going to say again. Probably never.
All right.
Maybe never. So this is the new Alcohol song. Fresh mix. It's a bit of a departure from us. I'm not saying it's jazzy, but it's a bit jazzy.
Tone.
What is Alcohol's Facebook page?
Now, you'd think I'd know this, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah.
All right. Is it facebook.com/alcoholrock?
No. It's facebook.com /alcoholband.
Oh, no. Yeah. Unlucky, mate. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 5. What's the track called?
This is called Don't Mean a Thing.
Choose it, he must defend it, maybe change your mind. down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening this week and you enjoyed that alcohol track as much as Tony enjoyed recording it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Who knows? I might see one or two of you up at the Edinburgh Fringe. Mike McGuigan, are you listening? Over the next few weeks. And also, Tony, maybe you could, and hopefully some of you will say hello to Tony at his gig this weekend. Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Two fabulous stations that you should check out. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.